Again, Exodus chapter 21 and verses 1 through 6. Now these are the judgments which you shall set before them. If you buy a Hebrew servant, he shall serve 6 years, and in the seventh he shall go out free and pay nothing. If he comes in by himself, he shall go out by himself. If he comes in married, then his wife shall go out with him. If his master has given him a wife, and she has borne him sons or daughters, the wife and her children shall be her master's, and he shall go out by himself. But if the servant plainly says, I love my master, my wife, and my children, I will not go out free, then his master shall bring him to the judges. He shall also bring him to the door or to the doorpost, and his master shall pierce his ear with an awl, and he shall serve him forever. Our New Testament reading, Matthew 20 and verses 20 through 28. The first gospel, the gospel according to Matthew, and chapter 20, verses 20 through 28. Hear the word of God again. Then the mother of Zebedee's sons came to him with her sons, kneeling down and asking something from him. And he said to her, What do you wish? She said to him, Grant that these two sons of mine may sit, one on your right hand and the other on your left, in your kingdom. But Jesus answered and said, You do not know what you ask. Are you able to drink the cup that I am about to drink, and be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with? They said to him, We are able. So he said to them, You will indeed drink the cup and be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with. But to sit on my right hand and on my left is not mine to give, but it is for those for whom it is prepared by my Father. And when the 10 heard it, they were greatly displeased with the two brothers. But Jesus called them to himself and said, You know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and those who are great exercise authority over them. Yet it shall not be so among you. But whoever desires to become great among you, let him be your servant. And whoever desires to be first among you, let him be your slave. Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life a ransom for many. Thus this reading from God's holy word. Please be seated. The title of the message this morning is A Servant Forever. At first hearing, this doesn't sound like a very practical text. After all, we don't have slavery today. We're not in the business of buying Hebrew slaves, and we're not in the position of buying wives and children for our slaves. What possible relevancy could this text have for us? But not so fast. It is actually very relevant, as we shall see. Come with me to our text. We will consider what it means and how very much it applies to us in our day. Let's get right into the text. It says in verse 1, Now these are the judgments which you shall set before them. This is the third in a series of messages on Exodus chapters 21 through 23. And we began with two messages at the end of Exodus chapter 20, immediately following the giving of the Ten Commandments. But here, now, as you will remember, Moses has gone up to the Lord to receive the law from him, and then he's going to bring it down to the people, acting in the place of a mediator. Not the permanent mediator, the Lord Jesus Christ, but as the book of Galatians tells us, he is indeed acting in that position. But now he comes to